Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf kuf vav. We're holding the second line from the top of the umud. We're in the middle of a sugya which began roughly three quarters of the umud down, where the Gemara has a two dots, yatsu elu ve'elu, on kuf hey umud base. We're just going to run through the ikar of that for our purposes to remind us and refresh our memories as to where we're holding. So let's go back to Yotze Elu V'Elu. In our Mishnah, we learned that they were taking the carbon of either the Par minus Rafim, the Seir minus Rafim, out from the Azara. So we learned from three psukim that the Gemara brought yesterday that the Par or the Soir that was Nisraf Chutz L'Sholosh Machnois. Notwithstanding that, we learned in the Mishnah that as soon as the carriers that were carrying the carbon left the Azara, they became Tomei on the spot. They became Tomei. Not only was a regular Tumma, but even Tumma Lechabis Begodim. So even the Begodim that they were wearing also became Tomeim as they took out the carbon from the Azara. So the Gemara was wondering yesterday, that sounds a little bit strange. The actual Kiyum of the mitzvah of taking out the Parmenis Rafim, Sirimenis Rafim is all the way Sholish Machnas. Yet he becomes Tomei as soon as he leaves the first machna, which is the Azara. And the Gemara brought Psukim. I have the Gemara Minoan Emili. How do I know that he becomes Tomei? As soon as he comes out. The Tanur Rabban, Lahalon hu Oimer, Chutz L'Sholish Machnas. Lahalon means the Gabe, the mitzvah of the Sreif and the Beis Hadeshet. That's Chutz L'Sholish Machnas. Kan L'Machna Achas. However, over here, the Torah specifically said that those that are Soreif, Es Hapar, what did they do? They become Tomei, and the Torah only talks about one machane. It doesn't refer to three machanois. What does that tell you? You don't have to wait for the full three machanois. As soon as you go machane achas, you already have tumas begodim. And then the Gemara brought a bunch of psukim to supplement that so we would understand it. Now that's all according to the Tanakam of our Mishnah, that he says that the misaskim, those that are the carriers, the Mishnah used the expression, the sovlim, sovlim in Eretz Yisrael, I don't know about today, but years ago, a treger, a carrier, was called a sabal. So the Mishnah also used that expression, they would go and carry out the behema, the carbon, all the way, chutz sholosh machnas, and as soon as they went out, the chomis azora, they became tummy. However, Reb Shimon in our Mishnah said, no, they don't become tummy at it's got to be that the oil is flackering. In other words, that the flame is already consuming the carbon until the point of that it becomes, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, a charucha. Once it hits the point that there's no moisture left in this carbon, because it's already been totally consumed, it's not ash yet. But it's already nitacha or beruban. In other words,
charred.
Very good. From that point on, even though you're still osik in this reifa, there's no din of tumas begadim. So we have now a machloikis in our Mishnah, which is now reflected in our Gemara. When do the misaskim become tmeim? Not only for they themselves, but even letamei begadim. The Tanakama, as we just explained, said as soon as they leave the chumis azara, boom, they become tmeim. And Reb Shimon says, no, they don't become Tamei unless and until they are Osik in the actual Sreifa itself. And that's what the Gemara brought five lines from the bottom of the Omid. Reb Shimon, Hai mechutz l'machane my oved lei. Since it says in the Pasuk that they take it out chutz l'machane, which gives that sound that as soon as they leave the Azara, they already become Tamei. Reb Shimon says, no, it's only until they get to the third machna, and not only when they get there, but it has to actually start the fire and start consuming that par. So Frank Di Moriet, so what does he do with this pasuk chutz l'machne? Four lines from the bottom of the Yomer de Blazer Oimer. Over here we have chutz l'machne, and it says the Gavi the Par Aduma also chutz l'machne. Mal alon chutz l'sholish machnois, afkan chutz l'sholish machnois. Just like over there, there's a din that you go and, just like by Unz, by the Parim Hanisrafim, you go and burn it chutz l'sholish machnois, based on the three psukim that we just we didn't go through it now, but which we went through yesterday, which we skipped over now. You have three psukim, one by the Parakan of Mashiach, one by the Parakan of Shul Tzibur, one by the Truma Sadeshin, or actually not the Truma, the Haroma Sadeshin. Those three psukim, each one said, Chutzal Machna, Chutzal Machna, Chutzal Machna. We added it up. You have three Machnois, and that's where the Shefa Chadeshin, that's where they would pour out the Deshin from the Mizbeach, when there was a large amount, as well as that's where they did the burning of the Purim Hanisrafim and the Seirim Hanisrafim. So we had three machnas. Here too, since it says chutz the machna by the Pura Aduma, I learned that has to be done chutz the Sholish Machna. Not in the same place, but both have the same common denominator, chutz the Sholish Machna. Afkan by the Pura Aduma, chutz the Sholish Machna. And now the Gemara says, since I'm learning a Gzeira Shava, chutz the machna, umal alon is machesh Yishalayim, by the Pura Aduma, where did the Maracha of the Pura Aduma take place? And the Mizrach side of Yerushalayim, on the Har HaMishcha, on the Har HaZeisim. How do I know that? Because as Rashi, it says in the Pasuk in Parshas Chukas, v'hiza el noichach b'nei oil moyed, that the Kohen who is doing the Hazah, he has to stand in his place and direct the Hazois towards the oil moyed of the Mishkan and of the Beis Hamikdash. Al ma'imid b'mizrach upan of the marv. So I see that he's standing in the Mizrach side and he's going towards the Ol Moed, meaning towards the Kodesh, towards the Kodesh Kadoshim, towards the Heichel. That's on the marv side. Oh, so I need to know that the Parah Aduma was geshochten and burned. Mizrach Yishalayim afkan. Here too, the Parah Mizrafim. Here in Mizrafim, I know that it's Chutz Sholish Machnas, which means it's beyond the bounds, the city limits of Yerushalayim. But in which direction? Oh, I learned from Parah Aduma in the direction of the Mizrach of Yerushalayim. So that's all very good according to Reb Shimon, who learns that Gzeir Shava. El Rabbanon, Heicha Sorif Lehu. The Rabbanon don't have the Chutz L'machnet go and tell you a Gzeir Shava to Parah Aduma, because they use that Chutz L'machnet to tell you that as soon as the Misaskim pass the Chumas Azara, they already become Tameh. So how did they know? No, not how. But where was this Reifa, according to them, Avada was Chutz L'Sholish Machnas? But in which direction? El Rabban Heicha Sarflu, Kiddusayim like William Dunabraisim, Heicha Nisrafin, Letzafoin Yerushalayim, Chutz L'Sholish Machnas, Dafke Tzafin. What's that for Dafke Tzafoin Yerushalayim? So Rashi explains, because we find by Ub, the Karbon is Kodshi Kudishim, it's always done Bitzofain, including the Karb Mechatos, where the Shechit is Bitzofain, and the Kabbalah Saddam is Bitzofain. Of course, that Tzofain is referring to the Tzofain of the Azara. But the Gemara is learning Tzofain in a much broader sense, that even we're talking about the burning of the Parim HaNisrafim, Seirim HaNisrafim, that's also got, has to be done Bitzofain, not the Tzofain Azara. The tzofen of chutz l'sholosh machnos. Fine. So bottom line, if anybody stops you in the street and says, which side of the Yerushalayim, in other words, outside Yerushalayim, which direction was the deshen and was the place where they went and burned the Parim HaNisrafim, you'll tell them it's a machloikis, whether it was according to Reb Shimon, Mizrach Yerushalayim, and according to Rabbanon, it was tzofen Yerushalayim. Fine. But now the Braisa continues on. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Oimer Abes Hadeshen Nisrafin. Now, although on the surface it looks like Rabbi Yosi Aglili is arguing with the Tanakhama, however, as we'll see in the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi Aglili seems to just be adding or going on into a different aspect. Meaning, because it says Legabi, the Parma Nisrafin, Sirim Nisrafim, that they have to go and be burned on the Mokim of the Shefach Hadeshen. So now, what does that tell you? The Shefach HaDeshen is referring, if you look at the number one in the Torah, Ara Sholem, here on our Amid Aleph, V'hoitzi eskola par el michutz l'machne, that's what we've been talking about, that the Misaskim take it out, chutz l'machne, and according to Rabbanan, as soon as they get out chutz l'machne achas, which is the Azara, they really become Temeim, they have to take it on mokim tohar el Shefach HaDeshen. What is that Shefach HaDeshen? So as we said before, that's referring to the Haroma HaDeshen from the Mizbeach. We're not talking about the Truma HaDeshen. The Truma HaDeshen took place every morning, and they only had to take out a symbolic amount. Of course, it depends on how much was accumulated. But even if it was literally just a few ashes, you have to take a symbolic amount from the Maroch on top of the Mizbeach, go down the Kevesh, and then three Tvachim away from the Kevesh, they would go, you have to first walk 10 amos towards the Mizbeach, but then 3 tvachim away from the Kevish, they place it on the floor. Did anybody ever have to sweep away the ash subsequently?
No.
Because it was a Nivla b'mkoyim b'derech nes every single day. Good. But that was for the Truma Sedeshah. He only put a symbolic amount down. However, what happens if there was a huge amount, when it was the Yom Toivim, the Gemara says we're up to 300 kar, and the Gemara says, well, that's a shtickle guzma. So it wasn't 300 kar, only 299 kar. But it was a huge amount, so then they carted it out all the way to the Shefa Chadesh, which was Chutz L'Sholosh Machnos. Fine. Rabbi Yossi HaGalili learns from this pasuk that you cannot do the Sreifas HaParim HaNisrafim or the Seirim HaNisrafim unless there was already pre-existing deshen there from the Mizbech. So if you want to go and consecrate, do a new Chanukah Sabayis on the Mokum of the Sreifas Parim HaNisrafim, Seirim HaNisrafim, make sure that you first place there some of the deshen from the Mizbech. Now it's officially called the Beis HaDeshen or the Shefach HaDeshen. And on that spot, now you can go and do the Parim HaNisrafim, Seirim HaNisrafim. We don't find that the Tanna Kamma argues with that. So we just have that Rabbi Yossi HaGalili says another requirement besides being Litzofa in Yerushalayim. Basically, it doesn't appear to argue with that. It also has to be that the Deshen was there from before. Good. Now, Rashi says by the fact that only Rabbi Yossi HaGalili focuses on this fact that there has to be pre-existing Deshen, is Mashu the Tanna Kamma doesn't require it. He doesn't talk about it. You look at the Rashi, Abeis HaDeshen, third line from the top. First, there has to be Deshen there that day, LaMarshal, or the previous day, or a week ago. Now it's been crowned, it's been consecrated, there's probably a big sign there. This is the Shefa Chadeshen. From now on, you can start burning there the Parm Nisraf and Seirim Nisraf. B'chal, the Tanna Kamma later, since Tanna Kamma doesn't mention, apparently he doesn't require that. So Zokti Yimara, Amarova, Man Tanna, the Palag, later B'yosei Glili, who's the Tanna that might argue, including our Tanna Kamma? Reb Lezman Yaakovi, who's Reb Lezman Yaakovi, the sign you learned in the Breisa. Al Shefa Chadeshen, Yisarev Shehei, Sham Dashen. There has to be Dashen there, Mikodem. Oh, so that's just like Reb Yossi HaGalili just said. A base edition is rough. Blitzman Yaakov Oimer, Shehei Mekoimoi Mishupach. Since the Torah uses the expression Shefach Hadeshen, Shefach means to pour down. So here says that the Mokin has to be a Mokin Madroin. Mokin Madroin means that it's at a slant, so that if and when Deshen is poured on that spot, so then that Deshen will then flow down or roll down the hill because of the fact that it's Kimadroin, which of course is not too difficult outside Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim Horim Savivla, you have many, many mountains and hills which are surrounding Yerushalayim, so wherever they're going to place that dashen typically would fall down if it's on a slant, the slant of the hill, the slant of the mountain. That's what Reb Lezer ben Yaakov requires, Shemakoyim Meshupach, and therefore the Gemara is assuming that since Reb Lezer ben Yaakov didn't say anything about the dashen, he just said it has to be Mokim Meshupach, so he means that you don't need pre-existing deshen there. You just have to go and find a place where it's mishupach, so that if and when the deshen will be spilled there, they will be able to kind of roll down, fall down the mountain, because of the fact that it's a mokum mishupach, a mokum madroin. That's sufficient. You don't need the deshen from before. Azoi zetos. So therefore, says our Gemara, we apparently have a machloikis, whether or not there has to be deshen first, or the Parma Nisrafen and Siyam Nisrafen can be first, but the important thing is, it's a Mokka Meshupach according to Blazim and Yaakov. Amalibai, what's the Raya? Kenzain, everybody agrees that you have to have the Deshen first. The Machloikis is on the Aloch of the Mokka Meshupach, the Mokka Meshupach Pligi, where according to Biyosei Glili, just make sure that you have a nice, clean area where you can go and pour the Deshen, and then the Deshen will sit there, or it won't sit there, it'll be blown away by the wind, whatever. Make sure that there was Deshen there first, and then you bring your Parim HaNisrafim and the Seirim HaNisrafim. And then Konzain, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, agrees with that. Yes, I agree, Reb Yossi HaGalili is 100% right. It's got to be a place that was already Deshen there previously. All Reb Lezer ben Yaakov adds is, it's not enough that there should be Deshen there previously. It's also got to be a Mokum Meshupach, so that the Deshen can easily spill down, fall down, flow down, as a result of the fact that it's a Mokum Madrei. So, we have a Machloikis in the Gemara, is the Machloikis between Reb Yossi HaGalili and Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, where there has to be pre-existing Deshen, or is the Machloikis where there has to be a pre-existing Mokum Meshupach, or not? Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa. Hasoid Metab Begodim, V'lei hametis se'ur metam megodim. V'lei hamesadres amarocha metam megodim. Ve'izeu ha'soyrev ha'meseyeh b'shas sreifa. So the Bryce is telling us is, not all of the people that were misasik in the burning of the Panoram, Sarafim, Tirman, Sarafim, require going to the mikveh and tumas begodim. We already had a machlokes in our Mishnah that we already focused on before, that according to the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, you don't even have to be involved in the sreif at all. Just the sablans, or the sabals, those that are carrying it, they already become tummy as soon as they leave the azara. However, Reb Shimon disagrees, he said, no, the pasuk refers to soyra foisam. He is the one that has to go, and mechabes begodim amayim, v'rochatz psora b'mayim. So it's got to be the soyra. Now the Gemara is telling us that even in the sorfim, we're going to go and limit the number of the sorfim that require that din of going to the mikveh and tumas begodim. Who are those? V'loya meitzor, not the one that lights the match and starts the fire. He's not metam begodim. V'loya misadas amarocha, not the one that put down the logs in advance to build the fire, to go and have a fire, just like amarocha on top of the mizbeach, or lahavdul. When I was in camp many years ago, we made a campfire. So first we put the logs together. We were told you have to put the twigs down on the bottom, and then you put the logs, and then it makes a beautiful campfire. Agansamasa. So not the Masadri Marocha also, even though if there's no Marocha, and there are no logs, and there's no wood, then you can't go and do the burning. No, they're also not Matamagot. So who is the Sawyer of the Matamagot? In the middle of the Sreifa, then you have somebody who's taking a large pitchfork or whatever, and he's turning it upside down and up and over, and he's moving the wood in place, etc., to go and help the consumption and the burning of the parmes. He is the one that's metamikon. Yoko af mishanasu eva. Af mishanasu eva. I would think maybe even after it's already become ash. In other words, after 2 hours, 5 hours, whatever it takes to go and burn these parmes, here, now it's already ash. That person that's still stirring and moving and shaking, maybe he's also metam begodim. No. Tamaloyimer oisam. Oisam tam begodim, o mishnasim efer ein metam begodim. It says in the pasuk, vasoyref oisam, ichabis begodim b'mayim. That's ois number two here in the Torah, Ora Shalayim. So, hasoyref oisam, the one that's burning them. What means the them? That's referring to the par and the soyer of Yom Kippur. Those which are, of course, Parim and Esrafim, Sirim and Esrafim, Oysam. Oysam Tam Begodim. Mishnasim Efer, it's no longer an Oysam. The legacy and the history of this par and this soy is already Taki history. That's already in the past, because now it's no longer a par of the soy. Now it's Efer. Mishnasim Efer, Eimet Tam Begodim. Reb Shimon says, Kemat the same as the Tanakama. Oysam Tam Begodim, Nitecha Basar, Eimet Tam Begodim. You remember that you so beautifully said in the Mishnah, maybe nitach means that it became charred. Eimetam begodim. So, Freytimar, my benai, what's an afkimini between the Tanakam that talks about the Efer, and Reb Shimon that talks about when it becomes charred, my benai, omarava, ikimenayu, tishavya charucha. He made it into a charucha. Charucha means that this is totally coal, charcoal, charred, etc. No moisture whatsoever. It's totally blackened. It's like a piece of hard, dried out wood, or like a rock, but has not gone to the next step yet of developing it into ash. Oh, so that's the machlekes. According to Tanakam, as long as it's not Efer yet, it's still Mekam, Tam Begodim. Shimon says, once you get to the Charucha stage, even though it's not Deshen yet, finished, no more Tumas Begodim, anybody that is assisting in the Sreifa of the Par, or the Zayim, Had luck to be yom, and we start our brand new Mishnah, Dr. Mishnah. Ha-shoichet v'amale b'chut, chayv al-shchitu v'chayv al-ha'alo'a. What is the Mishnah referring to? We have two parshiyos which talk about the din of shchitas chut, shchutei chut, and ha'lo'as chut. What's my shchitas chut and ha'lo'as chut? If you want to take a look, for instance, at number 5. You have in the pasuk, number 5, the Torah, or Asholim, ish me beis Yisrael, ashi yishchat, he's shechting, shor oichosev oyeiz b'machne, oy ashi yishchat michutz l'machne, he's shechting an animal, shorei chesuveyes, which are the species which are ro'oi or ru'uyim for a carbon. See, he's shechting it for the purpose of a carbon. However, he did not bring it inside the oil moid, in other words, inside the Beis HaMikdash, or at that time in the Mishkan, but rather he shechted it outside. That's what we call shchutei chutz. This is a terrible aveira. Dom yechoshev v'ishahu dom shofach. It's as if he spilled blood. V'nichras v'ishahu mikerev amai, a din of kores. Ayivavai, that's terrible. That's a din of shchutei chutz. Shechting a korban. We're not talking about shechting today a lamb or an ox. That's not a problem, because you're not shechting it for korban. You're shechting it for chulin. If you shecht today for carbon, person says, I want this lamb that I'm going to go and shecht now, it should be a carbon, Hashem, and he shechts it in his backyard, on his front lawn, in Eretz Yisrael, but not in the Heilige Beis HaMikdash, all called Shchutei Chutz, Shchutei Chutz. What's the din of Shchutei Chutz? Not only is it Uyver and Isser, it's a din of Kores, Achmon Litzlan. Now, that's one din. Now, there's a second din of Halos Chutz. Now, if you go backwards to number three, you have over here in three in your Torah Ora Shalim, or maybe on this side. V'aleim Toimar, add to this Rabbi side. Ish v'beis Yisrael min agar agar ashi yogur b'soichem ashi yale oilo oizovach. He's male. Del Pesach oil moyed lo yivienu lasis oisel Hashem v'nichras ishahu mi'amav. So what's the difference between shchutei chutz and halos chutz? Simple. Shchutei chutz means you go and take an animal, and you take your chalif, you take your sakin, and you say, Rabbi Yisrael, I'm now shechting a korban l'Hashem outside the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. He's over on shchutei chutz. He doesn't amaze it, he gets kares. V'aleim toimah, there's now a second halacha, which means that what happens if a person went and built an altar of sorts, and on that altar he's now male the korban on top of the altar. By, for instance, bringing a korban oila, so he's now burning the entire korban. Or, in the case of any of the other animals, not an oila, any other carbon, he puts the amurin on top of this altar. And he says, Rabbi Yisrael, I'm now being makter the amurin, just like they did in the Beis HaMikdash, I'm doing it now on this altar. No good. That's what we call halos chutz. He's yala oila oizavach, vel pesach oil moed levian, he didn't bring in pesach oil moed, the nechas is in, of course. Okay.
I have a question.
You are entitled to three questions. Yeah, question one.
I don't make the shita, but I give the little shipkalech to shita. So am I over also?
In other words, you didn't do it yourself. You asked somebody else to do it.
Right.
Okay, so Barry?
Ein shlech devar avera, except for a few exceptions, there's no shlech devar avera. Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud.
Divrei Mishomen.
Who are you going to listen to? The Mashaleach or HaKadosh Baruch Hu?
Good. Good question, good answer. Excellent. So now, our Mishnah tells us that these two are in fact two separate Isurim, and therefore they're two separate Choruses. Obviously a person cannot get Chorus twice. However, what happens if a person, Bishogeg, he's a well-intentioned, good-hearted individual, there's no Beis HaMikdash, but I still want to bring Korbanos L'Hashem, my Yetzirah doesn't allow me to sleep at night. So what happens if he's Shogeg and Ma'ala B'chutz, he does both, the Shechita and Halos Chutz. He'll be chayiv al hashchita v'chayiv al halot. He's not going to be chayiv kares because he's doing it b'shogeg. But will he be chayiv?
Chatos kvua. What determines if it's shogeg then?
I'm sorry.
What determines if it's shogeg? You just said, "Oh, I want to be makriv," and I. But that's with intent.
It's like Shabbos. Is it shkia Shabbos or shkia Smaisa? Did you know this was prohibited, or did you not know Shabbos?
Oh, you didn't know it was prohibited. Okay,
that's exactly right. It had because he didn't come to the daf. Or he didn't learn the Pasuk in the Chumash. Had he learned one of them, he would have known you're not allowed to do it. But he didn't know. Anyway, so he didn't know, and he did. He meant very well, but Lamasa, he's Chayv. So he's going to be Chayv Echatas on the Shchita, and he's Chayv Echatas on the Halo. Very good. Beautiful. That is the Tanakhama. Reb Yosi Aglili Oimer. Shochat Bifnim V'Hela Bachutz. Now we're missing a key word over here. You have to throw in the word Chayv, which means, let's say he shechted the korban inside. So that was fine. In other words, when the Beis Midrash was standing, he went and shechted the carbon inside the way he's supposed to, fine, did a great job. But instead of being malin now the carbon, either the oila, the evorim b'pedarim, or the other kabanis, the aimrin, inside on the mizbeach, he went outside and he put it on top of an altar. So then, of course, he's chayiv. That's the ches over here from the Sinun is chayiv. You have, so we have that here. Ches chutz chayiv. Yeah, he's chayiv. Why is he chayiv? Not chayiv on both. He's chayiv on the halos chutz. One curse. Now, what happens if a shachar b'chutz v'hela b'chutz? He did both the shechita b'chutz and the halah on chutz. Then he's potter on the halah. Why is he potter on the halah? Shloi hela ela dover pasul. Because since at the time of the shechita that pasul the carbon, it becomes possible by the fact that you shechted a b'chutz, and now you are mal a b'chutz. So you mal is something which is not ro'i lovoi el toich beis hamikdash. And note that when it talks about both the shechutei chutz and the halohas chutz, the Torah uses almost the same expression. It says v'al pesach oil moyed lo yivianu la'aseis oisil Hashem. You should have brought it into the pesach oil moyed, and you didn't, my friends. Once you shechted b'chutz, you can no longer go and bring it el pesach oil moyed to go and be malit as a carbon, because it's already possible. So therefore, it's a possible even before it comes into the kodesh. So then, that's why you're potter on you're chayiv on the shechita chutz, but you're potter on the halos chutz. Shloi hela el adover possible. Shai, that's Rabbi Yosei Glili. Omruloi. So the chachamim disagreed with Rabbi Yosei Glili, and they said afa shechit b'fnim umal b'chutz. He'll also be. You're telling me shoychet b'fnim. What was your din? Shochad b'chutz v'hele b'chutz is potter because he was mal adover pasul. When happens if he's shoychet b'fnim and he's mal b'chutz, kimin shoytzioi, as soon as he took this carbon outside, if he was shoychet b'fnim, he had to take it out. Psoloi, it becomes pasul. In other words, it becomes
pasul b'yotze.
Pasul psul yotze. Psul yotze, and then it's also a dover shloi ro'oi lovoi b'chutz. Just like you said in the previous. Shloi hele dover pasul. You're also being mal, and now a dover pasul that became pasul by the fact that it was pasul b'yotze. Therefore, that's why the Chum disagree with Reish Yekvili, and we'll see more about this in the Gemara in Yetzer Shem. Now, the next halach of the Mishnah has nothing to do with the preceding discussion, but Rashi points out, since the discussion is similar in nature, as we will see, again between the Tanakam and Reish Yekvili, that's why we bring a somewhat unrelated halacha because of the parallel. Correct. So what is the parallel? So let's see. Hatomei she'achal bein kodesh tomei or bein kodesh tar. We know that if you have a person who's tomei and he goes and eats kodshim, the Torah says also there's a din of kares, just by the fact that he's tomei and he's eating kodshim. What happens if he's eating kodshim which were already tomei? Says it's not tanakam and no nafkimina. The Torah doesn't say that there's a nafkimina. The Torah just simply says a person the tomosei olav, if he eats from the kodshim, and v'nichrasa, there's a din of kares. So it makes no difference whether the kodshim were ready to make, whether the kodshim were tahirim. In all cases, you, the ochel, are tamei, you're chayiv kares. Which type of kares would you be chayiv? No, kares is a kares. If he does it b'shogeg.
Chayiv chatz kvur.
Wait, chatz kvur.
It's nichnas to us midrash v'shoshav.
Thomas, is it only Thomas Mikdash means go into the Mikdash? What happens if
it's
eight Kodesh?
Kachim is carbon oliviar.
Carbon oliviar. Here's that chatz. We're carbon oliviar. Great. Rabbi Yosei Glili Oimer. Now the same Rabbi Yosei Glili as before. Tomei shachal tohar. Hi, because he's been matami the kachim. It's not only that he's eating it, matami it. Hi. The tomei shachal tomei is potter. Why? Shlei achal el davar tomei. What did he do wrong? He did wrong. He should not have eaten these kodshim, admittedly. However, he wasn't metame the kodshim because he was already tummy from before. So the fact that he was tumasei olav and he eats from the kodshim, if it's already done with tummy, makes no difference. Amrulayan, again, they respond the same way that they said before. Aftami shochel sator, based on what you're saying, even a tummy that eats tar, kimin shenoga baitamu, as soon as he touched it, it becomes tummy. So every case of a tummy eating kodshim, even if the kodshim were Tohar before, but as soon as he takes it in hand, he puts it into his mouth, he's matami. So it's every tomei she'ochel satar is a case of tomei she'ochel satami. So therefore, don't make that distinction basically. So you see the parallel between this and the previous case where they said that every time that you're mala b'chutz, by definition, you're being mala something which is a dover posel. So don't only talk about those that you shechted outside being a dover posel, even though that you shechted inside is a dover posel because it came posel be yotze. And with this, we've concluded that shtickle. And finally, the Mishnah ends off. By the way, what happens if it's a tohar she'ochel satame, or there the Torah was not machayif kares? It's an isser lav, no question about it. But because it's only Isalav, if he did a Bishogeg, he's potter, he does not have to bring a carbon chatos. Sheinechayiv elal tumas aguf, the Torah only requires v'tumosei olav, that the individual was tamei, but if the individual was tahor, there's no din of kares, just an Isalav.
Well, Gemara suggests that a person can be fed, and therefore he won't be metameh by negiah.
Right, by putting it into his base of blade. Somebody else takes him with a long fork and he puts it down his mouth. What you're saying is correct. But if you're going to say that, what you're now saying is an ukimta in the Torah, and you're saying that the only time a tameh would be chayiv is only if somebody's feeding it and puts it down his throat by putting a long, long stick or a long, long fork. You wouldn't enjoy that, right? I wouldn't enjoy it either. So to make an ukimta in halacha and the Mishnah and the Brayse is common. But however, if that's the way you're going to explain the pasuk, you're saying that's the only time that a tameh who's eating kodshim is going to be chayv kares or chayv to be in karm chatas b'shogeg, when somebody else is feeding him. Because according to the Rabbanan's svara, they are taking the svara of Rabbi Yosef Glida and they're expanding it, and they're saying that you're only chayv if it's a tameh she'ochel satar, not a tameh she'ochel satameh. Say the chum, every tameh she'ochel satar is a tameh she'ochel satameh, because as soon as he touches it, it becomes tameh. So you're going to tell me, yeah, well, but if somebody puts it down his throat, then it doesn't become tameh. So that's when the Torah is referring to, that a person who eats kashuv tumasi olav and yechrisa, only somebody else is feeding him. That's shver to say.
It's remote.
It's extremely remote. And therefore, says the Mishnah, say the Chacham back to Rabbi Yosef Glili, sorry, Rabbi Yosef Glili, you're wrong. It makes no difference whether it's tameh she'ochel satar, tameh she'ochel satameh, because every tameh she'ochel satar is ultimately an a tameh she'ochel satameh. And the Torah was mechayiv, so therefore there's no difference between one and the other. Okay, Zukiwara. Fine. So we started off the Mishnah again. Shchut Echutz and Allah Shchut. Both of them have a din of kares. Now the Gemara says, Mishlei mahalok ksiv oynish ksiv azhar. By the person who is ma'aleh b'chut, there are two psukim. One tells us the onesh. As we know, there's a famous rule, ein oynshin elin kein mazhirin. And you also have to have a pasuk, the azhar. So the good news is, by halo, we have both the oynish and the azhar. Oynish ksiv, v'al pesach oil moy lehevi'oi, lehakrav karm l'ashem. If you go back number three, what does it say over there? So clearly we have the Einish. No, nothing to talk about. Good. What do I have the Azhara? Where's this pasuk? This is a pasuk in Dvarim. Be careful. You can't just go and bring Bishas, Isser Habamis, your Kabanis, wherever you want. Pentale oylesecha. Oh, tal is the lashon halo. Yisham alecha. The Gemara is going to tell us momentarily. Every time you see the lashon of yisham alecha, pen, that of course is automatically a lav. Ah, so it's more as hard to chesiv. Yisham alecha. Pentale oylesecha. V'chiyadam rab oven or rab luzer. Kamokim shenem yisham al pen. The al einoy el oylesecha. So clearly on the halo, I have both the oynish and I have the asara. Nothing to talk about. That's a pasuk that we quoted before. That's pasuk number 5. What's it then? The nichras. Oh, clearly you have the oynish. El azhara min alu. Where do we find the azhara? Omakra. I have a pasuk. Which pasuk is that? That's number 6. That happens to be in the same parsha together by the shchut echut. Liyizbuchu oyd es zivchayim lasirim asher heim. Now, these other Gemaras that say that the Lisi'irim is referring to the Shindalit, the evil demons. Our Gemara is not going into that. Our Gemara is only focusing on the first 5 words of the Pasuk. And the Gemara is learning until now you're being Zeveach, your Zvachim, outside the Beis HaMikdash, on your own altars, your own bamos, no problem. As long as there's no mishkan, as long as there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's the heter. You can go and certainly do it wherever you want. However, once there is a mishkan, once there is a Beis HaMikdash, don't do like you were doing until now. From now on, you have to behave. You want to bring a carbon inside the mishkan or inside the Beis HaMikdash. Ah, so that's horim. No, no, makov v'lo yizbuchu oid. Fine. So l'chayda, I have a good hazara. We're covered. Frey Timorahimi boy lay liquor blazer. We need that drosha, that pasuk for something else. The Omer was a Treblazar, Minayin Lezaveach Behema Limar Kulius. Shehu Chayev. Back in the Sechtas Avodah Zarah, we spoke about Markulius at length. Everybody knows what's the normal Avodah for Markulius. What do? You throw stones at it. And the one that throws the most stones and does the best job, he gets the prize for being the best Markulius Oved Avodah Zarah. That's what you got to do. I know it sounds crazy, but that's what you mean. What happens if a person decides, I'm not going to throw stones, maybe my pitching arm is not so good, rather I'm going to go and do the traditional. I'm going to go and bring a sacrifice to this Markulius. He brings a sacrifice into the Markulius church, big sign outside, Markulius church, bring your stones with you. He comes in and he goes and he's makriv a takroivis. Takroivis means he brings a sacrifice for this lousy Markulius Avodah Zarah. So you and I would say, well, the Komrim, the preacher, the pastors want to throw him out. The Mishigana, where are your pebbles? Where are your stones? You shouldn't be bringing a carbon over here. But the Torah says you're a chayiv on Avodah Zarah, even though this is not the Derech Avodah. How do I know? Says the Gemara, I could have thought is referring to those Avodah Zarahs where it's customary, the way you serve it is by bringing a takroid, is bringing a sacrifice. No, I don't need a pasuk for that. Because is another pasuk. Eicha Yavdu, this is number 7 on the list over here, it says at the end of the pasuk, Eicha Yavdu Hagoyim O'Ela Es Eloi Heihem V'Eesa Kein Gam Oni. Person is going to study how the Goyim do their particular Avodah Zarah. He passes every single day the famous Avodah Zarah church, and he wants to know, what are they doing in that church? I've never been inside. Baruch Hashem. So, Eich Yavda Goyim Eilam, I'm going to go into Wikipedia, I'm going to go to university, I'm going to go in to learn how they perform their Avodah Zarah in that church. Eich Yavdu, V'esekim, and I'm going to do it the same way. Oh, if you're going to do it the same way, that means Kedarka. So Kedarka, we've already covered with that pasuk. So what do I learn from the Lo Yizbuchu Oid Ez Zivchayem? Oh, Imen Inu the Kedarka, Dechzeb Echayavno, Tanei Inu Shal Loi Kedarka. Oy Vavoy Rabbi Yisai. So now, I got a big problem. I'm using the Lo Yizbuchu for 2 separate drashas. I said, how do I know that there's an Isser and Azhara? If you go in Shecht Shchut Echut, Lo Yizbuchu Oid. How do I know that there's a din of a shaloi kedarka avodah zarah when you bring a takrevis avodah zarah shaloi kedarka from a yizbuchu oid? So how can I learn 2 drushes from the same pasuk? Omer Rabba nishkeferlich kribe v'loi yizbuchu or kribe v'loi oid. It's as if this pasuk said the word v'loi twice, and you're going to learn pshat v'loi yizbuchu zivchayim. That's number 1, and number 2 v'loi oid es zivchayim. So one is going to go and refer to our case of the Shchutei Chutz, the Azhara, and one's going to go and tell us the case of Zaveach Behem LeMarkulius when you're doing a Zvicha, which is Shaloi Kedak. Frey Timura, that all sounds great, but Katimi Boile Kinesanya, I need it for a 3rd drasha. Really? What 3rd drasha could there be? Oh, Le Kinesanya. Ad kan hu medaber bekochim chikdishim b'shas isra b'mois, v'kriven b'shas isra b'mois. The whole parasha of the shchut echot, as well as the halos chutz, is talking about that he was makdish when there was already isra b'mois. In other words, the mishkan or the beis mikdash was already standing, and he was makdish the animal, and then he continued in his folly, and he brought it b'shas isra b'mois on a b'mois. In other words, outside the mishkan, outside the beis mikdash. So he did, if you will, 2 things wrong. He was makdashit, and he was makrivit. There the Torah says, if Chas Hashem, you do that, then there's a din of karis b'mezid, and b'shogeg you bring your karm chatas. What happened? Shari oin shenomer. We already brought the oinish, the pasuk that we brought before, pesach ha'mayid, le'yabiyoy, etc. As hora d'chsiv, by halu aschot, yishom alechom, pentalo elesacha. That's all wonderful. Mikan ve'elech, what means mikan ve'elech? Mikan ve'elech is referring to the psukim there in that parsha, where it says, Asher heim zoifchen al pnei asoda ve'hevim l'Hashem. What's the din by those? That's talking about bezvachim shekdishen b'shas heter abamais v'kriven b'shas isra abamais. Oh, what does that mean? Shenem alman shevim bnei Yisrael zevchem asher heim zoifchen al pnei asoda. Where all of this appear? We'll take a quick look at the pasuk, even though it's all pretty straightforward. V'yikri yitzayin hey. Which state on Vayikra Yizayin, I'll show you the Chumash, don't be nervous, so you'll have it as well. Vayikra Yudayin. So the beginning, this is in Parshas Achri Mois. First it talks about Ish Mibes Yisrael, Ashi Yishchat, Shorei Chesu V'yeiz. And where did he do it? Vel Pesach Oyo Moid Loi Hev V'yoi. What's it in? Domi Yechoshu V'Oisha Hu. V'nichras Ishu Mikerev Amai. Showing very clear, it's the din of Koreis, if a person does Shchutei Chut. And now, the next verse begins. Leman Asher Yeviu, B'nei Yisrael, Ezevcheim, Asher Heim Zoyivchem, Al Pnei Hasodeh. The reason why I'm giving you this din, says Rabbi Mishloelem, because I want Yidin should bring the Zevcheim Asher Heim Zoyivchem into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Mishkan. Not Al Pnei Hasodeh, not stam in the fields, stam on your front lawn, your backyard. I wanted to bring the Avium LaShem El Pesach Oil Moyed El HaKoyein. Bring them to the Pesach Oil Moyed, give to the Koyein, Vizav Chuziv Cheshvam HaShem Oisam, etc. And then the Pasuk continues after, L'Yizbuchu Oidin Zivcheim, like they're doing it today, bring him into the Mishkan, bring him into the Beis HaMikdash. So that's what the Gemara is referring to when it says that Mikan Ve'Elech, that's Mikan Ve'Elech, starts from the Pasuk. If you want to take a look, here you have Pasuk Hey, that from now on, no more bringing Bachutz, you got to bring it inside. But the problem is, I already said in the earlier Pesukim, the Pesach Oil Moed. Because the earlier Pesukim are talking about that you were Makdish of Bishas, Isra Bamis, and that you brought a Bishas, Isra Bamis. What happens if you were Makdish it before the Isra Bamis? In other words, Rish Chodesh Nissen, in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, was the official inauguration of the Mishkan. A week before that, a person says, I'm itching to go, I want to bring a carbon. And what did he do? He was already maktish a carbon prior to the Kamas of Mishkan. Did he do anything wrong? No. What could he have? What should he have done? He should have brought it immediately. In other words, if once he was maktish it, bring it immediately. But what did, or, but he could have waited until Rish Chodesh Nissan and brought it in the Mishkan. But what did this person do? He waited until Rosh Chodesh Nissan, but instead of bringing it inside the Mishkan, he brought it outside. Ay, 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 ay. Now, I might have thought, it's not a problem, because since at the time that it was Makdash, it was Heter Abamos, even though there's a Mishkan, but maybe there's a kind of a moratorium, there's a grandfather. It's grandfathered, since he did it already, Bishas Heter Abamos, he should be able to go and now Shechter B'Makrev it also on the Bama. That's what I might have thought. That's why the Pasuk says, no, sorry. Mekan ve'eilich bezvachim shekdish b'shas hetra b'amit. Ve'krim b'shas isra b'amit. Shenemar, l'mana shi'yaviyu b'nei Yisrael l'sivcheim asher him zoivchem. Those zvachim shi'itarti l'chokvar. Those zvachim that until now were letter perfect because you were makdish it before the Mishkan was even built. You, no problem, because it's tight. Until now, kvar al p'nei ha'sodeh. What means al p'nei ha'sodeh? Even though he was makdish of bishas, heter abamis, malol vakozegilu hikrav al pnei hasodeh. It's as if he lift the whole thing on the floor of the field. In other words, he says gunish mit gunish, and of course you're mechuyev and aveira on this. However, there's no din of karis since he was makdish of bishas heter abamis. You get a shtickle grandfathered in. You get an isur by
downgraded. It's downgraded.
Downgraded. It's no longer an Issa Kares, it's an Issa Lav. Not that it's no longer. It was prior to, it was still a Heter Bumas time. Heter Bumas time, he could have and should have, and he could have brought up immediately Bishas Heter Bumas on a Bumma outside. Or he could have waited until the Mishkan was built. But he didn't do that. He waited until the Mishkan was built, and then afterwards he brought out Pnei HaSodes, and it's like Al Pnei HaSodes. It's an Ishgut.
But it's not, in any case, not good to alter it.
Not good to alter it, and that's the alter ego. Very good, beautiful.
Just to get the time periods correct, so I know during the 14 years of Kibbush and Chalukah, was a Shas Heter HaBomas, right? And the time from the destruction of the Mishkan until the Hakamas Beis HaMikdash was the famous long period of Heter HaBomas.
Right.
In the Midbar, when the Beis HaMikdash, when the Mishkan wasn't erect, when the Jews,
could they bring Kabbalahs? Yes.
No. When the Mishkan wasn't
established yet. Wasn't inaugurated.
No. I'm saying they're traveling. The Mishkan's, it's still in storage.
I don't think they can do it.
Okay, so the moratorium exists.
After the next 38-39 years.
No bombers.
No bombers. And if they did an bombers, that would be a real
bummer.
A real bummer. Of course, I knew you'd say that. Good. Anyway, so says the Gemara, Loy milcha hazavir b'shas isra b'mitz, even though he's makdik b'shas hetra b'mitz, malav koski v'hikra b'nei asada, v'avim l'Hashem, zu mitzis aseh, v'avim l'Hashem l'pesach ha'moyed, the Torah is telling you, don't bring it up b'nei asada, bring it in the basement. Loy sas menayin, how do I know that there's a lav? Oh, tamo loy mev liyizbuchu oid. That's the same liyizbuchu oid that we had in the Yom Adal. Oh, yeah, yeah, now we're using it for a third purpose. Yachli hey onish karis, I would think just like Isra Bamas, Isra Bamas. Here too there would be an Isra, there would be a din of Karis. Tamalay Machukas Oilam Tia Zoislam the Taraisam, Zoislam Vloich Acherislam. Yes, it's Allah, Mitanasei, all's good, but there's no din of Karis. So now I'm stuck. What am I stuck with? I started off with how do I know that there is an Isra Lav and Azhara, Legab Ishkut Echut. Oh, I have a pasuk. V'liyizbuchu oid. See, Mar said, yep, don't I need to go and tell you the din of Zaveach Behem Lamarkulius, Shloi Kedarka. No problem. It's liyizbuchu v'loy oid, you cover both. But now I have a third liyizbuchu, in other words, a third limud that I'm learning from liyizbuchu, and that's talking about Vishas Heter Abamis, it was Makdish, and it was Makvishas Isra Abamis. Ay, 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 how can I learn all three from the same words? Everything more Ella Omar, here it says, above and inside it says Omar Abaye. Kal v'choymer, I'll tell you how I know the Azhar. Because if you think about it, two out of the three, putting aside the Markulius, which is Shloi Kedarka, the other two is really talking about the same act, that the person was makriv, a korbin, shchutei chutz, outside the Mishkan, outside the Beis Mikdash. The only difference between the two is when he was makdishit. And the Omer Alv, we're talking about he was makdishit b'shas Isra Bamis. And he was makriv b'shas Isra Bamis. Our Gemara is now talking about that he was makdishit b'shas Hetra Bamis. And it was Makra Vishas Isra Bamas. So in terms of the Hakrova, they're really both the same, Liyizbuchu. The only thing is, but it's not the same character or the same flavor, because this is an Azhara, Shiesh Baikaris, and this is an Azhara which is just a laugh. So the Gemara is therefore going to assume that the Liyizbuchu is going to tell us this drasha that we just learned now about the he was Makdish B'Shas Heter Abamis, and he was Makr B'Shas Isra Abamis, where there's only an Isra Lav. Madach is an Isra Lav that I'm learning from Lo Yizbuchu Oid, and there's no Oynish Karis. Is the Chakal V'Choymer, if the Torah gave an Azhara B'Mokim She'ein by Karis, then the Chavad and Avada that is an Azhara B'Mokim She'eish by Karis. Not that it's an Azhara B'Fedish in the Psukim, but based on the Kal V'Choymer I have my Azhara. Like the Gemara says, Alam Rabbaya, Kal V'Chaymer. Uma B'mokim Shloi Onash, the case of when he's Maktish Chutz, when it was in the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan was not standing yet. Shloi Onash, what means Shloi Onash?
No. Ketusha?
Yeah, 1 second. Uma B'mokim Shloi Onash, in the case where a person was Maktish B'Shas Hetrabamis, and he was Makrib B'Shas Israbamis, Shloi Onash, he does not get an Oynish of Kareis, but he is here. I have the Pasuk, Liyiz B'Chu Oyed. I have an Azhar. Mokim she'onash, a person where it was he was makdish b'shas isra b'mis, and he was makr b'shas isra b'mis, with his oynish of karis, and it didn't she his in avad and avad and avad and was mazir, he said, no, don't do it. Not that I have a posik for that, but I'm learning it from the Kal V'Choymer. So says the Gemara, I can find you an Azhara, not in the words of the words in the Torah of Liyizbuchu, I use that for the makdish b'shas hetra b'mis. But if the Torah is telling us where there the oynish is just a lav, it's not a chorus, presumably there would be malchus for that, but there's no din of chorus over there. And the Torah gives you an Azhara, is the Chavan in the case where the Torah was gave you a din of oynish chorus, the Chavan is an Azhara. And that's how I fill in the blank, where's the Azhara by Shchut Teichot.
Is this Oynish Menadin though? Is this using a Kal V'Chomer?
Is it Oynish Menadin or is it Masir Menadin?
Oynish Menadin and Masir Menadin, both are...
Oynish have a fetish in the Torah.
And is this Masir Menadin because the Azhara is based on a Kal V'Chomer. The Azhara for Kores is based on a Kal V'Chomer.
From where? From a one where there was no Kores.
Right.
So the Chayyim bring over on that rule of Ein Masir Menadin. So that's Gemara's Kashi. Go in the bottom of the Amid. Go to the third line from the bottom. What does it say?
Ein Masir Menadin.
So Gemara, you're Mechavati Gemara's Kashi. So before we get to that Kashi, there's going to be a little bit of a give and take. Amalei Rav Inu Ravashi. Im Kein, based on your Kal V'Chomer, you could now eliminate the need for countless Azhorais Lavin in the Torah. L'mashal. L'yoyim Allah B'chelev. L'maisa does say in the Torah B'chelev that you're not allowed to eat Chelev. However, you don't need to have the Lav by Chelev. Why? Teisa Kav B'chayim in Avela. The Pasuk tells us by Chelev, Ki Kol Oichel Chelev, V'nichrasas. So there's definitely a din of Kares. No question. What happens if a person eats nevela meat, right?
It's a lav.
It's chasashomi, you shouldn't go and eat tarfis or nevelas, avad. Oh, but it's only a lav. That being the case, let's learn a kavuchayim nevela. Ma nevela shaloi onash. There's no onish of kares. But here's it, but there's an isra lav, the trader says, don't eat nevela. Chaylev, sha'onash, with the din of chaylev tocha kares, and it inches here. And the chavad and avad, you have an azhara based on this type of kavuchayim. Also, the coming to Rava. So he went in front of Rava with this kasha. Amalei, he told him, nah, this kalvachim is a pircha, just like any kalvachim you can ask a pircha. Medevela namilo yas. You can't learn it from medevela. You can learn it from medevela. Medevela shekem metame. Because when you just touch the nevela, even before you eat the nevela, you become tame. Oh, he said, so chomor. That's why there's an ashar in the Torah. Mashenkin, when you're talking about Isra Chelev, although it's taka true, Chelev gets karis. But in one hand, it happens to be...
It's not metame.
It's not metame. So therefore, your kal v'choymer is not good, because maybe I can have a pircha that it's not as choymer as you think, or it's not as kal as you think. The nevela, which you said is kal, means it's only in a love, it's not a kardesh. But it's metame! So you can't learn from there. So Kim, okay, but I can still learn a kal v'choymer from shrotz and tamei. Now, shrotz and tamei doesn't mean that they are metamehim, because we're talking about shrotz and tamei, which are still alive. Because if you're talking about shrotz and tamei, which are already dead, so you're dead on
dead
delivery.
Arrival.
Dead on arrival. Why? Because it's just like nevela. Just like nevela, kibrang is metame. Exactly, so shrotz and tamei are also metame if they're dead. So we're talking about these eating shrotz and tamei, which are alive. What means shrotz and tamei? Those are the shmoyne shrotz that you have in the Torah, the choylid, and the achbar, and the halto, and it's all, you know, those wonderful things, which you just think about them, you start shaking. Exactly. Yeah, and making those sounds. Exactly. Anyway, so man le nevela, she came in time. Okay, so we're not learning from nevela. We can learn a kal v'chayim from shrotz and tamei. That what? The shrotz and tamei, if a person goes and eats them, there's no din of kares. But of course, there's an iser lav. So by chaylev, there's iser of, with his oinish of kares, the chavada do azhar. Pray tomorrow, a mal le shrotz and tamei, shematamen b'mashu. The shrotz and tamei, even though when you're eating them now, you're right, you don't become tummy now. However, if you have a dead sheret, it's matam b'mashu. Now, it's not really b'mashu. How much is it matame?
It's usually a beria. I don't know if it's less than a kazayas.
Let's say it's not a beria.
A beria, it's not a beria. So I think these are the kadash. Super... Kadasha?
Oh, kadash, very good. You mechab into the Rashi.
No,
Rashi
tells us. He told me.
Okay, but that's what you want to say. The mashu, you look at the Rashi mashu, it's about... 15 lines on the top of the Amid, about a quarter down. The mashu to masan, how much? The kadasha of chelvis bekazayas. So you can't bring a raya from the din of the shmoyne shiratzim, not only the din of the tumma of the shmoyne shiratzim, but also the iser. Well, we'll talk about the iser shortly. But in the meantime, it's metamid the mashu, meaning the kadasha. So therefore, you see how chomor it is. That's why you have the azhara. But you can't bring a raya from that to Chaylev, which doesn't have that Chumrah, because it's only because I is. So Timur, you're right. Forget about now the Shemoyne Shratzim. Mishratzim to Hoyrim. What happens if you eat, what's an example of Shemoyne?
An ant.
An ant, what else? Or an uncle, yeah, what else? Look at Rashi. Shemoyne Mishratzim to Hoyrim. Shein Metamin, Kigoyin, Tzvardeya. Unamala. Person eats a frog.
Right.
Eat an amala, you eat an ant.
The French eat it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, they do. They eat frogs, legs, all this.
Look at the things in the aquariums that they used to have that were so swimming around in the supermarket.
The lobsters.
You just look at the lobster, you go, you can faint. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, if you're going Tzvadeya Unamala. So Tzvadeya and Amala, those are Shratzim, but they're not among the eight. They're not Shemoyne Shratzim. The same thing in the Moshul, if you eat a Nochash, a dead snake. There's another Gemara that says that somebody can go and be Matayer Shrotzim based on 300 rayas, and one of them is from a nochash. What's the raya from nochash? Madcha nochash causes people chasashom to die, and therefore causes tumah. But nevertheless, it's not metame sheretz. It doesn't cause anybody to die unless he goes into cardiac arrest, but otherwise it doesn't cause any death. And the chavada nevada says the Gemara, it should be tohar. If you're telling me that a nochash that is metame the world by causing people to die, but nevertheless it doesn't emit any tum on itself. So a sheret that doesn't cause people to die, the chavada, the sheret should be tar. He wanted to go and be matayr shrotzim based on 300 different arguments, and this is one of the arguments. So say the same thing by Shratzim Tayrim. What happens if a person eats a Shratzim Tayrim like a frog, like an ant, like a snake? All of these are Shratzim Tayrim, Tayrim in the sense that they're not mitame, but nevertheless, there's an isalav, you're not allowed to eat any of those critters, any of those reptiles, and there's no din of kareis. So learn from that. Because there you have chaylev. So tomorrow, mali shratzim toirim, she is surim b'mashu. There too, if you eat from shratzim toirim, if you eat just a kadasha, says Rashi, b'chil b'kadasha. That's already enough. How do you know? So Rashi brings a rai from various psukim. Anyway, so once again, we have the same upfreg, we have the same pirch. So tomorrow, okay. Put aside all of these animals, put aside all of these critters. Let's go to Orlu Kloy Hakerem. Kloy Hakerem, we know if a person eats Orlu Kloy Hakerem, he's over an Isser. But he's no Isser of Kares, and therefore, Madachav, there is an Asara, over here is also an Asara based on the Kal V'Choyim, by Chayv. Good. Pray to Mala Orlu Kloy Hakerem, she can assume by no. Orlu Kloy Hakerem, you know that you're going to have a no, you can't sell it to a goy, can't use it for whatever. Mash ink in the Gabi Chayliv, it's Mutterba no, you're allowed to. Is a bazoi vaite, you don't have a kavachim, you have a pircha. So okay, let's learn from Shvias, from Shemitah products. Shemitah products, if a person goes and eats from Shemitah products when he's not supposed to look after his man beer, what's the din by Shemitah? He's over a laugh, but not over karts. And the Torah says you're not allowed to. It's a ma'adacha with the yav and ashara. Certainly by chelu with his din of karts, you have an ashara. Malishvisha came to Vesis to Mel, because when you're talking about Shvias, if you go and try to do an exchange or a pidyon, then it's Toiv Hizdomim that other item now gets the Kedusha Shvias. Oh, so that's a very, very rare thing. So Chomer. So I can't learn from that to the din of Chelev, which doesn't have that din. If you go and exchange Chelev for something else, that other thing doesn't become a Shtik Chelev, you exchange it. So okay, learns from Truma. What's the din of Truma? Truma, as we know, Zor is not allowed to go and eat it. But he doesn't get Karis. And so therefore learn to that the din of Chelev, when there's a din of Karis, which is more considered to be worse. What's the difference between Karis and Misur Deshamayim? There are a couple of Pshatim. The main one, Toysis, says that the difference is that normally Misur Deshamayim is only the individual. It's Karis is even Nichras Zaray, that even the children Chas HaShom. So that's Karis is much more Chomer. So learn the Kal V'Chomer from Truma to Chelev. You can't. Shikmadach truma shekin lehutur mechlova, mashein kein chaylev hutur mechlova. What do you mean by that? Says Rashi, because chaylev is only osir by a behema. Chaylev by a chaya is mutter. So in the parsh of chaylev, there is a heter that you don't have legabe truma. Now I know you can think to yourself, truma there's also heter, and that is although it can be eaten by a zar, it can be eaten by a coin. But vis-a-vis Azar, there is no exception to the rule. It's always, always awesome. Masha Enkim, when you're talking about a person eating chaylev, it depends. If it happens to be chaylev behem avad, it's awesome. But a chaylev chaya is mutterti. Since it has hetta mechlolai, truma doesn't have that hetta mechlolai. It said truma is more chomer than the chaylev. And therefore I cannot learn it mit the kavachem avaita v'pircha. Now that we've come up with this svar, shekem luta mechlolai, bikulinami shekem luta mechlolai, I don't have to come up to any of the other terutzim. I can ask a pircha on any of the Kal V'Chomers that Chelev has a special heter, Mechlolei, by Chaya, Mashenkein, when you're talking about the Allah Nevelis, and the Allah Shrotzim Tmeim, and the Shrotzim Torim, and the Arlen Kleikem, there's no heter Mechlolei. And so therefore, that's why I cannot learn based on a Kal V'Chomer. So what does the Gemara say? I'm okay with the original Kal V'Chomer that Abaya, remember we wanted to know, how do I know that there is an Ashara by Shchutei Chutz, when it's both osur to be not as isra be makdish, but if you're makdish, bisman azeh b'shas isra b'mis, and then you're makdish b'shas isra b'mis, you get not only just a lav, you get and go and get heavy duty kareis. Oh, so ma'abim mokayim, when you're talking about that there was only hegdish b'shas heter b'mis, and he was makdish b'shas isra b'mis, where there's only a lav, there's no kareis in the Torah given as har of lo yizbechol. Here, what is the din of kareis? The chavada is the din of an asar. Fine. So the Gemara didn't frag that up. All the Gemara said is, based on that svara, saying the same thing like a chaylev. What do I need an asar by chaylev? I can learn it from any one of those 10 things or so that we just enumerated. The Gemara says, I could not learn it. Fine. But I'm still, Baruch Hashem, I'm still with my original abaya. That abaya says that I don't need a posik as an asara for shchutei chutz, because I can learn it based on this kal v'chomer. Amar Rav. So Rav said, ikashuli, all those kashas that the Gemara just asked until now, that didn't bother me. In fact, if you remember, also the Kami de Rava, Omalei, we should learn it from Nevela. No, there's a pirch on that. Learn it from this, a pirch on that. Says Ravi Kashli, you know what really bothers me? Hokashli. Hodit nan. Pesach mila mitzis aseh. We know that in the beginning of Masechtas Krisis, we have how many altogether?
36.
And of the 36, how many have a din of Chatzas B'Shogeg?
34.
Why? The other two?
Are
Asay. Asay. Pesach Amila Mitzvah Asay. And therefore, those two which are Asay, if a person is over on them, that, in other words, he didn't bring the Karban Pesach, or he didn't go and do the Bris Mila, then he did a B'Shogeg, there's no Karban Chatzah. Pray to him, why not? Teis V'Kavachoy Min Moiser. Well, let's learn it from the halacha of noiser. As we know, let's assume in menu by boiker, you now let it go and create noiser. Ma moiser shlei onash. When a person it was over, he left over the kachim and he didn't go and eat it, and now became noiser. He doesn't get chas v'sholem and he karis shlei onash. But here's where the Torah says lo yisirim in menu by boiker. Pesach hamila she onash with his din of karis. And then she is here, even though the Torah doesn't give it us, but learn it based on this kal v'chaymer. And once I would learn that there's a din of an Asara, so then I have both, not only an Isser Karis, but I also now have a lav, which has been imported through this mechanism of the Kal V'Chaymer, so then I should have 36, which have a din of a Chatas, not just 34, because now the Pesach Hamila also have a Loisese. What's the lav based on this Kal V'Chaymer, this Asara? You can't learn from Moisa. The Ikala Mifrach Mala Moisa, she came in Loitakana. By once and the behema flesh has now become noiser, there's no way to repair it and to reverse the clock. It's already irrevocable, irreversible. Same with Pesach, this is a tekana. What's a tekana? You bring the Pesach on Pesach Sheni.
If you're eligible.
Okay, yeah, but then.
But the whole Isser Kares is if you were eligible on Pesach Rishon and didn't bring it, you weren't Tameh, you weren't Derech Rechoka.
Correct. But what's the reason why we're talking about this now? Because we want to say that this should be the Chatas and he's a Shogeg. He's a Shogeg because he didn't realize it was Pesach, he lost his calendar, he missed the boat, and he couldn't make it.
He passed over,
exactly. So what do you do then? So you have your Pesach Shein. By Mila, of course, you have a Takana. Right. Every single moment, you go and call a Moil and then do it. Yeah. Right. Maybe he has to bring the anesthesiologist too.
But by Noiser, you also have the Kana. You have, it's a lav in the Teglase. By Noiser.
Yeah, but you can't remove the Isser.
You can't, but you do have a Takana. You can't reverse and remedy the Busser and make it non Noiser. But you do have a. You do have a halachic remedy in the Torah itself. You burn it.
Yeah, but it's a different type of remedy that you're talking about.
Okay.
Avad yesh tekana, you can burn it, but there's no way of reversing the person that was oiver. Can he reverse his the isser that he committed by being by oiver loisiru? He can go and do a takana now if he goes and burns it, but he doesn't take away the fact that this person did an aveira. By Pesach, he didn't do an aveira because you can always bring a Pesach sheni. By Mila, he could have done it till now. I didn't. I do it now. So fine. Yeah. It's not an irreversible type of isser. Every moment he still has another opportunity. Okay, so that's all very fine. But Freiti Gemara, I still have another problem which Barry already raised 10 or 15 minutes ago. V'chimasir min adin, how can you go and imply an ashara from a din, from a kal v'chaymer? Because I feel him on the yom, oin shim min adin. There's a machlik, there's a kal v'chaymer, whether you can learn a kal v'chaymer or not. Even according to the yom, that, yes, oin shim min, but ein masir min, everybody agrees, ein masir min adin. So weiter, we're stuck now. I go back to my original kasha. How do I know by shchutei chutz there's not only an onesh, but there's also an ashara? So originally we want to say we learn for a yizbuchu, but I need a yizbuchu to go and tell us the din of the markulius, that you're a zaveach markulius. Yeah, but I have two drushes. I can go and learn that loy, something or other, yizbuchu and loy oy. But for you more, but I still need the pasuk to go and tell you about the heter abomis and the yisra abomis. So Abai said, you can learn it from a kavuchayim. No, you can't learn from a kavuchayim. A masirim and a din. Ella said, you want to kill Rabbi Yoichanan the Yomer. Asi havo. We have both in the case of the Shchut Echutz and the case of Allah's Echutz. One says, V'loi Hevi'oi, and the other one says, Lo Yiviyana. Right? We quote the Psukim on the Amid Aleph. Ish, mi beis yisomach gerach rab tzaycham, ashiya lo ila zobach, va pesach ha'imayim, Lo Yiviyana. Lo Yiviyana is the Loshen Havo. That was the Gabi the Malet. And then we talked about, V'al pesach oyil moyed, Lo Yiviyoi lahakrev karvin, in other words, Shchita, he did it, Al pesach ha'imayim, Lo Yiviyoi, the Mishkan Hashem, right? So Pesach Oy Moed Li Hevi Oy. So here you have Havah, here Lo Yivienu is Havah, and then Havah, one from the other, And what do I learn that? Exeris Shabbat. Mal halon le onash elim kein hizir. Afkan le onash elim kein hizir. Says Rashi, even though we just said a moment ago, ein masir menadin, that's only if you're learning from a kal v'chomer. But if you're learning from Exeris Shabbat, and it happens to be mufna, then you can learn one from the other. And Rashi says, here it is mufna.
It's not kal v'chomer, it's Exeris Shabbat. It's in that chart we had.
No, for sure. But what the Gemara says, ein masir menadin. So I might have learned the word din to go and tell you both kal v'chomer and Zeder Shava. Din means, you know, any one of the Yidgim Amidrais, whichever way that you can go be done and learn. Says Rashi, no. And Masir and Din is only talking about a Kal V'chomer. It's not talking about Zeder Shava. So I have Zeder Shava. Havo. Malalod. Loi Anishlom Gin Hizir. That we know that there was an Asara by the case of the Allah's Chutz. What did it say in the Pasuk? Hishomer lecha pentala oy lesecha mentala. Hishomer, every hishomer lecha.
There's
a lav, okay, pen and the al. Malin hezhel hizr, afkan leonash elim kain hizr. That's how I know the Asara from the Kedah Shabbat. Have a wonderful day, don't say that.